Hello, everyone. A very warm welcome to another exciting episode of Psychology Talks. And today we're going to discuss a very important topic, which is, I would say, similar to or across different religion, like they talk about it. And it's quite intricately connected with psychology because faith is deeply connected with soul, mind, and body. And that's what we're going to discuss today in our show, that how it is connected and how it is affecting our life and what role does it play to have that strong faith. Those who have read my book, I've actually also written in the book that faith is our superpower, because faith, when we have a strong faith, especially in the external agency, when we think of that having some supreme power in the universe that is working for us, it gives us mental peace and so much powers to pursue our dream or to follow whatever we want to. So that's why, that's what exactly we're going to discuss today in our today's episode. And I'm so privileged and honored to have Kelly today. She is a beacon of resilience and faith. She's the founder of Addicted to Climb and also an accomplished author and a podcast host and a coach as well. And her journey is quite inspiring. She has found incredible strength through prayer and faith. And she's gonna share her insights about how she dealt with setbacks and difficult challenges in her life through the power of faith and prayer. So let's welcome Kelly. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to Psychology Talks. I'm so honored to have you today.
Thank you so much. I am so honored to be here with you.
Likewise. And I just gave a very brief introduction about you. So please share your life story or your journey with our audience today, to help them know better about you.
Well, thank you. Again, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to just have people leave this conversation feeling hopeful today and know that they're going to make it. They can overcome with and become resilient people. I say become the courageous leader of your life. And that's what faith has done for me my whole life. So I grew up as an only child with two loving parents. They were my best friends from birth, and it's very special. And I don't take that for granted, because I know it's not in all families that way. But I really cherished my relationship with both my parents. But my mom, when I was born, she was diagnosed with a disease called rheumatoid arthritis. And so it really hit from her head to her toes in every single joint. She always had surgeries and different ailments. Everything hurt in her body. However, my mother had a faith unlike anybody I've ever met. The only reason why that woman was able to get out of bed was because of her faith. So as a child, and as I grew up to become an adult, I watched her. And I saw her struggle secretly, but she never really let it take her down. And I noticed that she had something that other people just didn't have. I saw people that had suffered with different things, and they stay home and they have a pity party and they cry and they feel that life is over. Yet my mother was going through a very difficult, she had a difficult life, but she smiled. She had peace. She had joy, and she spread that to so many people in my community. Everybody knew my mother as a light. And as I watched her just demonstrate that and model that, as I got older and I started going through things that life brings us, all the challenges that we all go through, I always knew that my faith can get me through as it got my mother through. So I started really deepening my own faith, because, you know, we're all on a different faith journey. Nobody's faith is the same. I can't compare my faith to yours or anyone else. We all have different beliefs, but seeing my mom. I told you that story because that's how it all started for me. I was able to watch a woman just go through so much pain physically. You need to be strong mentally to go through pain physically, right? Think about that. Think about when you have a headache and it's, you know, your head hurts or you hurt your back, or when you're physically in pain, how do you get through? And for me, I am so passionate today to share my faith because that's how I get through life. And it's just a beautiful way that has given me the peace. You know, I've been through breast cancer. I lost my mother about 7 years ago, suddenly to an aneurysm. And it was just really hard. And just, I can name you so many different things that I've been through. And it's really, so I know we're talking all about faith today, but faith is really how I get through. It's how I wake up in the morning. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, especially like your mom, how strong woman she was, that and actually she raised you in a way. So she is an incredible woman who actually is such an amazing child, who actually is spreading the light in the world through faith and prayer. And I completely agree with you that when you mentioned that, you know, faith is different. Like, you know, of course your faith is different from mine. There are a lot of people who have different faith, yet that simple thing that, you know, when you have a faith in God, it gives you so much strength to overcome any setback or any challenge. And I love the way when you said that, you know, it gives us the power to bear the pain, right? Physical pain, which is actually not easy. Like, you know, not anybody can actually bear that much, tolerate that much pain. But just a simple thing that when you have that feeling that someone out there really caring for you, and that something is like, you may call like God or Jesus or Bhagwan or Allah or whatever, that that feeling, that thing is helping you to become better and to achieve your goals. That can give a complete, like, you know, it is kind of like, to me, it is kind of a superpower. And it gives us power to achieve whatever we want in life.
Absolutely. So I want to say something that a lot of times people, including myself, we tend to focus on our problems often because our minds plays tricks on us, and our mind tells us all the negative things that are going on. Our thoughts, they become very negative and they want to really take us down. And for me, it's, I, instead of focusing on the problem, when I take my mind off of what's happening and put it on God, on my, you know, I believe in God. So that's what I choose to believe. That gives me the peace that I'm not focusing on the problem. I'm going to focus on where my hope comes from. And my hope comes from God. So that relieves me of the pain that I'm in mentally and physically. It's a, and without that, we end up without faith and hope. It says in the Bible, it says people perish. Yeah. And so I see that often, that when people really focus on their pains in life, their struggles, they go down a dark spiral, and it's very hard for them to come back out without their faith. So I just wanted to say that's very powerful. You said faith is a superpower, and I love that because it definitely is in my life, especially. I agree.
Yeah, that's true. And since, like, you know, we're talking about faith and faith in God, like people, like those who don't even like believe in God, but they might have, they do at least believe that, you know, there is such mechanism going on, right? So whatever it is, like, they need to have certain belief that there is some supreme power that is working either. And that is what I think faith is, that faith is the feeling that, you know, that attracts that power towards ourselves and then help us channel that energy. So I take it like that. And what I've seen is also that, you know, like if we talk about different religion, like if you see like all like religion have same pattern, like, right? You know, all religion has one God at least. And that's what exactly is the requirement. I see that that's where I see the connection between human mind and religion, because all religion talk about at least one God, right? That supreme agency that created everything, that is more powerful than us. So that is the one thing that is the psychology of our human mind, that we need that kind of a supreme agency that gives us peace, mental peace, that you said that, you know, when we have that faith, it gives us hope, right?
Yes.
And then this gives us, when we have hope, that means we are able to continue our journey, and then we can pass on any obstacle or setback in life. So
yes,
that's what exactly it is. So give us some example that, you know, like you also help people to, you know, build faith, or how they can actually strengthen our faith. And because, you know, a lot of people think that the like faith doesn't have to do anything with the business or with the life. So how do you actually help people to build that connection that, you know, faith can actually empower them to achieve their goal, not only like, you know, religious or spirituality, but in business also. So how you build that connection?
Well, so I always have the women I work with establish a morning routine. You know, we're all very busy, ambitious people, right? Where we have a lot of things that we're doing in our lives, and it can get so, your thoughts just can be all over the place. So I like to get grounded first thing in the morning before I let the outside world in. And that's a practice that I started only a few years ago, to be honest with you, right after COVID. I really said, I need to start disrupting different thoughts that I'm thinking that might be negative or chaos in my mind. I need to be grounded in the morning. So that's the first thing that I always work with women on, because a lot of times we wake up, we have kids, we're going out the door, we have emails and phone calls, and everyone's very frazzled and feeling chaos. And so when you ground yourself in the morning with prayer, whatever that looks like for you, I like to just be still for a few moments, whether it's 1 minute or 5 minutes, or 45 minutes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's definitely a shift in your atmosphere when you do this. I promise you, your days look different when you start in peace. And that's what faith does. Yeah. When we start in prayer, we start in gratitude. I mean, this is talked about a lot. A lot of people talk about gratitude, but it's real. When you start your day being thankful, it's a shift that happens in your mind. You just think differently. And being thankful that you have breath in your lungs, being thankful that you woke up today, as simple as that. In a lot of my clients, they never did that before. So it's starting there. And, you know, tying in faith and business and work life, when you are faithful, when you establish faithful practices in your life, you know, taking time out of the day to just sit quietly and pray, taking a walk outside for 5 minutes during the day and just praying and asking God or whatever your prayer life looks like to give you strength for the day, that trickles into your work life. So if you're overwhelmed at work and you keep pushing yourself, it's going to create a ripple effect of being overwhelmed until you become burnt out, right?
Yes.
So if you start incorporating little moments of silence, taking a break, walking away from your desk, walking away from your project that you're working on, and just feeling the peace that I feel only God can give us, it's a different kind of peace, right, than anything else. Then you go back feeling refreshed. And, you know, you feel restored, and maybe your mind, your thoughts become renewed. That's what I work on with my clients all day, all the time, because their thoughts get away. Their thoughts take them down roads that they can become very overwhelmed, very stressed out. And Every morning when we wake up, we have the ability to renew our minds. Yesterday's over. I always say yesterday's over. Don't dwell on what you did wrong yesterday. Let's renew our thoughts, renew our minds in the morning, being in that gratitude that today is a new day. I'm going to do it different today. I'm going to have more peace today. I believe, Ambreen, I really believe in speaking out life into yourself. And I say it out loud. There's power in your words, and your words become your thoughts, and your thoughts become your actions. And you know that, but it's true. The more you speak life into yourself, because nobody's going to do that for you. I mean, I wish I had a cheerleader next to me all day long saying, "Yay, Kelly, you got it. You're so good." She's not around. I mean, I don't see her anywhere. So we have to do this for ourselves all day, every day, or else the negative thinking is going to take over. So I always have a few, but for me, it's Bible verses that I've memorized, just a couple. I don't know a lot of Bible verses in memory. I try to learn them, but there's a few that I really rely on when I get stressed or I need to take a break, and it just calms me down. It brings me peace. So those are a few ways that I work with my clients so they can become joyful and peaceful. That's what we all want at the end of the day, is just to get through the day with some kind of peace. And that's what faith can do. That's what believing bigger than ourselves can do for people, because we are not strong in our own selves. We need to rely on the strength of God that created the universe. And I know that to be true because I feel it. I see it in my clients. I see women just breaking free and feeling better and less stressed. So that's what we do inside my communities.
Amazing, amazing. I really loved it. I mean, the way you actually helped your client. And I can resonate so much with you, like especially like starting the day with gratitude. It is the game changer, I would say, because like I started doing it like long time back. But when I did that, it actually changed my life, because, you know, the moment we wake up in the morning, our mind is fresh, and whatever we feed into the mind, that actually creates the rest of the day. And like, you know, we don't realize that the like day passes so quickly, and that's how the life goes so quickly. Like we're passing the same day, and like recently, like two three days, I also posted some videos from the video clip from the Joe Dispenza, and he actually said the same thing, that, you know, when we actually are repeating the day with the same thoughts, that means we are just reliving the old life with the same emotion, same thing. So like maybe we are actually waking up in the morning doing different things, but what we're doing is we're just repeating the same old pattern. We need to break those patterns, and by we can break those patterns only through shifting our thought patterns and focusing on gratitude and the blessings, counting the blessings around us, is the best way to actually change that mindset. So I really loved it, the way you actually helped your client.
It is so true, because we do condition ourselves by thoughts that are on repeat. If we have on repeat negativity, or we're not good enough, or we're not measuring up to the next person, the more you repeat that stuff to yourself, the more you start to believe it. Over time, it's who you become. And then people walk around with their heads down, and they're depressed, and they feel terrible. They don't realize that we really have the power to break these patterns and cycles. And you know, from a science base, that it's scientifically proven that we can create new brain wave thinking whenever we want. We can create new pathways in our brains to think differently. So we're not in chronic negativity. That's what happens. It becomes chronic. They need to break that themselves. It's very empowering, like you said, when you really start being grateful. I mean, really, don't just say it. You cannot just like say, okay, one time I said I'm grateful. No, you have to make that a practice. And trust me, it's amazing what can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I loved it that you brought this point that you need to believe in it. It's not just saying, it's just not like you just say it like a puppet that, okay, it's good and it's good. No, it wouldn't work. You need to believe like deep in your heart that, yes, you are grateful and these are blessings to you. Otherwise, it won't work. Okay, so I want to ask, because like now you recently published your book, right? Just yes. One Prayer. And I want to ask that the connection, the link between the faith and prayer, because I think that your book is all about prayer. So please tell us about your book and prayer.
This is my book. I'm just showing you. If you can see it. It is called The One Prayer. And my tagline of the book is, what if your one prayer could be the one answer to one person's miracle? And, you know, we all know that the world needs prayer. I mean, I wrote it on the back of my book, and I actually will read it to you because I wrote, the world needs prayer. People need prayer. You need prayer. And it's so powerful to set your mind on praying for other people. This book really helps people become more intentional about who they're praying for and what they're praying for. So there's 52 weeks to journal, just small areas to journal. It's not a big journaling book, but there are 52 weeks that I laid out because I know for me, I wrote the book for myself. Most of the times that's what we do, right? We write the book for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I wrote it because I found myself forgetting what I'm praying, forgetting who I'm praying for, and then praying off and on. And I'd pray here and pray there. And I wanted to become more intentional, especially for people. When people ask me, oh, Kelly, can you pray for my mom or my sister? Can you pray for me? I want to remember that week to pray for that person. And right in the moment when they ask, I say yes, but I was finding myself forgetting 2 days later. So this book was inspired by that for me to become more intentional, to have an area to write their names and what am I actually praying for so I can have more focused prayer. And then I laid out, you know, different ways to pray. You know, like I said in the beginning, we all come from different backgrounds and this is for everybody. This is anybody that wants to pray and take their prayer life to a new level. That's who this book is for. It's for you tracking your prayers, tracking miracles, bringing in more miracles into your life because your prayers matter. And I believe there's no such thing as a small prayer. You can pray for a parking place when you're driving to the mall.
Definitely. So tell us the some ways of like doing a prayer that, you know, and I really love the way, especially to journaling, because we do pray a lot for people around us. Like even like when I pass on and I see someone is like, you know, is in a miserable condition or something, or maybe a beggar or something, I do pray for them, but I forget afterwards. So, and that's the very nice way to remembering that yes, these are the prayers that we have prayed like long time back. And sometimes when we see that it answered, it gives us so happiness. I mean, I've seen like, you know, when people ask me to pray for them and then when they get it, it's not basically not because of me that I prayed for them, but it's something that, you know, I have become part of their prayer, part of their lives, which brings joy to me. So that's amazing feeling.
Yes.
So, back to the question. Like,
But that's so beautiful because I just want to tell you that I did that the other day. So as I was looking in my book, I went back to, you know, week three and I was reading what I wrote that week. And I was so happy to see that, you know, I was praying for my son was traveling to Europe and he's only 17. He went with his class and I was just praying for his safety and, you know, all the things mothers pray about.
Yeah.
In that's a praise report to go back and say he came home safely and my prayers mattered and they helped that process. I believe that my prayers over my son having safety while he was in another country and came home, God heard my prayers and he's home safely. Yeah. So yes, I love, you know, being a part of somebody else's world and knowing that my prayer mattered to them. In their healing or whatever it is that the outcome was. So, yes, okay, back to your, I already forgot your question. What was it?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. The question is basically how we can pray in an effective way. Like, you know, first of all, like a lot of time, what I would, let me explain the part is basically a lot of the time people actually pray, but deep down, they don't believe that, you know, their prayer will be answered or sometimes. So like, you know, their prayers are not effective. So what are the ways you recommend to pray where they feel more satisfied and they feel more believed that, you know, God will answer?
I love that question. And first I want to say our jobs are just to pray. We do not know the outcomes because we are not God. And I get that question a lot. Well, Kelly, how do I know he's hearing me? Or sometimes I heard last night on one of my calls, somebody asked, they said, I don't think God's hearing me because my prayers, I've been praying a long time and he's not answering. And this is what I have to say about that is we can't focus on the outcome of our prayer. The only thing we can focus on is our prayers itself. Only God knows the outcome. Everything is in his timing. And that's where we just have to trust and believe. That's where faith is something we cannot see, right? We can't touch it. We only can believe that God created the world, the universe. And if he created the universe and if he created us, that means he loves us so much and he wants the best for all of us. He wants us to be happy, peaceful, joyful, grateful people. And that's what we have to realize and remember that we don't know. When I got diagnosed with breast cancer, I didn't know if I was going to die or be okay and be healed. I had no idea what was going to happen when my doctor said, you have cancer. I was scared. I was fearful. I was angry. I had all the emotions, but I couldn't focus on that. I had to focus on, well, God, this is going on in my life, but I'm going to focus on my faith because it brings me hope that I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to focus on what I can do every day to keep my mind in the right place. And I'm going to keep my mind on you and not my problem. I'm going to focus on how I can just take care of my body in a healthier way. I mean, it was a wake-up call. So I made some changes into my food and my diet and my workouts. So that's what I think our jobs are. You know, ways to pray is you just having a conversation with God the way you would your child. There's no difference. It's really not about following a strict rule. It's really just having a beautiful conversation, sharing what's on your heart a lot of times, but making sure you do this in a quiet place. I always say at least once a day. You know, sometimes I'm praying in the gym. I pray when I'm cooking. I'm praying in the car. But there every day I do spend quiet time because if I'm going to pray, I do want to hear God's voice. And what I mean by that is I'm not going to hear him like I hear you, but I want to hear him maybe nudge me, my spirit, tell me that I'm going in the right direction. You know, when you feel the intuition, if you've been praying about something and you have an intuition about that, that's God answering your prayer. That's him. Yeah. So I believe in really the quietness of prayer, but then there's no wrong way to pray either. It's really about where you're comfortable. Maybe it's while you're getting dressed in the morning, asking God to keep you healthy all day and doing some prayers then, if that's where you can, while you're washing your face. It doesn't, you know, so it's just talking to him and keeping, and I feel for me, I want to be in the closest contact with him that I can, because that's where I have my own peace. That's where my strength comes from. And the more I lean into God, I feel the more he leans into me and I become alive in new ways. And he shows me new things and new opportunities come my way. And it's a two-way street. You have to remember it's praying and then walking away for 3 months and then coming back, You can't expect God to answer all your prayers if you're not really spending a lot of time with him. It's just like if you're married and you want your husband to clean up all the time after himself. But you have to remind him all the time, right? It's the same kind of relationship. So spending time, it will just enhance your faith, enhance your spiritual walk. And I promise you'll just have more peace.
Yes, I mean, I love that. I really love that. I mean, the way you explained it. And I completely agree that there is no wrong way. It's just, you just need to connect with the God and feel the presence. And I love the way you said that intuition. That's my favorite, actually, ever part of, like, you know, I'd love to study intuition. And I always believe in it that, you know, you do hear the voice of God, because that's exactly what it is that when you pray something, when you're asking for something, so with all your heart, you do listen that he does answer your question,
yes,
or answer your prayer. And you see it in the different signs, like, you know, maybe you just go, you pray for something and you bump into your friend, and then that friend can take you to the where you wanted to go. So, like, these are the things that happen, and this is how these miracles happen. So I just loved it. So I know we can go on and on this topic, because I loved it, and of course this is definitely one of your favorite ones. So, but I'm afraid that the time is running out. So before we actually close this show, what one advice would you give to our audience today to strengthen their faith?
So many things. You know, like I said, it's to strengthen your faith means just simply spending more time, whether it's in prayer, being quiet, meditating, reading a Bible, reading, you know, about God. And we have to learn about God so we can get to know him. It's like, again, I'm going to bring up a relationship. If you're going on a first date, how do you get to know this person unless you spend time with them? So deepening your faith means spending more time with your creator. And that's it. Every day, spending more time if you want to really get to know him, so he can reveal things to you in your life and bring you the hope and the peace and the strength that we all need. And that's really what it comes down to. I know for me, when I first really just started, I said to myself, you know, years ago that I really want to deepen my faith. And I saw my mom, the way she handled life, and she was always reading a Bible and always listening to a message on TV back then. And I never understood it. I always thought she was strange. I was like, why is she doing that? I was like, that's weird. Like, she's walking around with a Bible and nobody does that. And so, but I told you, I saw her just so beautifully strong when she wasn't. She was mentally strong because of her faith. And so when I started really going deeper, because I wanted to feel that, I started spending more time with him. My life changed. So if you're looking for a change, you want to get more spiritual, you want to get to know God or just become more resilient in your life and have more peace, just start spending time. That's it. In prayer and learning about God and the God of love. He's a God of love. Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing for all of us to be, shine his love in us to others.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's wonderful advice. And I'm sure today's discussion is so enlightening for our audience, that and they must have felt that lightness, that light that you are spreading, the richness that you have actually shared through your insights today. So I just loved it, and I'm sure our audience must have loved
Thank
it
you.
As well. So just tell our audience that how they can reach out to you. I know you're very active on LinkedIn. So like people who are watching us through LinkedIn, they can give the like inbox directly through LinkedIn. But is there any other way you are like reachable?
Yes. LinkedIn is my special place. I love LinkedIn and my community. Make sure you reach out to me. I would love to hear from you and tell me what you loved about the show today. And also my website has everything. It's called addictedtothclimb.com. And my books are there, my podcasts, my programs. And that's how you can know, sign up. I have free resources there that you can download, all the things. addictedtothecline.com.
Okay, amazing. I've already shared your website in the comments. And when I'll post it on the podcast channels, I'll definitely make sure that your website is there.
Perfect.
So thank you so much, Kelly, for joining us and sharing your wisdom with us. And it is an amazing topic. I know faith and prayer are like, these are I think these are the only superpowers that has the power to actually change destiny.
Yeah.
So yes. So everybody, I think this show, everyone must listen to change their life. So, and please, whoever has joined us today from like LinkedIn or from any other social media platform, please share your comment. Somehow I'm not getting the comments very much here. I think there's something wrong with my like my StreamYard or something. I'll check, and I'll definitely make sure that I'll reply to the comments after the show. So thanks everyone for joining, and most importantly, thanks Kelly for joining us and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.